Racial slurs can now be registered as trademarks, theoretically at least. The Supreme Court decided in June that the government can no longer ban a trademark simply because it's disparaging. Elsa Chang from NPR's Planet Money podcast talked to some people who are now trying to trademark slurs. A warning, her report includes some very offensive words. They're important to the story, though, because that sort of language is what this debate is all about. This piece runs just under 4 minutes. Here it is.
Ed Timberlake is a trademark lawyer who's convinced the floodgates have opened. To him, what the Supreme Court has done is given the bigots of the world a green light to register the most disgusting trademarks ever. He's been making a list of all the trademark applications filed the last 5 weeks since the court's decision.
Gutter sluts, chink, damn vegans, nigga, 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 nigga. And Nicodemus.
Wow. Wait, how many niggas did you just list off there?
There are at least five here, and there are probably more since then.
So at least five have been filed since the Supreme Court decision?
Yes. A couple on the day of the Supreme Court decision.
Wow, people were ready. I decided to track down whoever filed those two applications for NIGGA on the same day the Supreme Court decision came down. Whoever it was, they were clearly determined, poised to pounce and own this word before anyone else. And it turns out both of those applications that day were filed by the same man.
I'm in Columbus, Mississippi, right near the Alabama state line.
Curtis Bordenave calls himself a consultant who helps businesses develop product lines and brands. He's filed a ton of trademark applications over the years, but trademarking nigga was about something very personal.
I thought that I had a duty, you know what I'm saying, and a responsibility to protect that word, to secure that word, you know what I'm saying, and to make sure that it's used in a way that I think would not disparage people.
The race to trademark nigga is a race against the racists. Bordenave, who's African-American, plans to sell T-shirts that celebrate themes like unity and brotherhood, hoping people will connect those ideas with the nigga brand. It's his way of reclaiming the word. And he says he's glad he filed his trademark applications immediately, because a few days later, another guy applied to trademark the same word. And what gave Bordenave a bad feeling was that guy also applied to trademark the swastika the very same week.
I don't know that party's intent. It doesn't seem like a good intent to want to have those two marks together.
I wondered about the intent, too, so I set off to find this other guy. And he turned out to be a patent lawyer in Alexandria, Virginia, Steve Maynard.
Why swastikas?
Because the term has an incendiary meaning behind it.
Yeah.
And it's currently used as a symbol of hate. And if we can own the brand, we will be able to control the sale of the brand and the use of the brand as well.
Oh, so you're trying to basically grab the swastika so real actual racists and haters can't grab the swastika as a registered trademark.
Correct.
But there's a catch. Maynard can't just get the trademark, put it in a drawer, and make sure nobody else uses it. To keep a trademark, he actually needs to sell a swastika product. So he will. Blankets, shirts, flags. But he plans to make these products so expensive, he's hoping no one will ever buy them.
If you want to buy that swastika flag, you got to buy it through us, and it's going to be $1,000 each.
This preemptive strike against bigotry still has strategic flaws. You get trademark registration only if you can show consumers will connect your trademark with you, the maker of the product. The swastika and all its history is so ingrained in people's minds already, it's unlikely anyone would ever connect the symbol to a brand of blankets. So Maynard probably won't get that trademark. But then again, neither will anyone else. Elsa Chang, NPR News.